Good evening to everybody. Parshas Chayesara discusses at great length the brachot that Yaakov received from Yitzchak. And of course, the beginning of Parshas deals significantly with the character traits of Yaakov as opposed to those of Esav, his brother. And we read very early on about Yaakov and Esav, and indeed Esav is referred to as a hunter, a person who's involved in the field, a person who's involved in a business and a occupation of hunting. Indeed, early on, when Esav returns from a day in the field, as the pasuk describes, that Esav returns from the field and he asked his brother, because of the fact that he is oyef anochi, he is very, very tired, therefore asked his brother Yaakov to feed him. What was Esav so tired about? Why was he coming and returning from a day's work being very oyef? Rashi, of course, explains that he was busy with his job, his avoda of ritzicha. He was an individual who was involved in the business of hunting, and he was very tired, and as a result, he was unable to prepare himself a meal and looked for his brother Yaakov to prepare him a meal, and ultimately, as a result of that, Yaakov received from Yitzchak the ability to receive the brachos. Furthermore, if you look toward the beginning of the storyline where Yitzchak does indeed potentially offer Esav the ability to give the brachos and to turn over the brachos. So Yitzchak asks his son, first and foremost, before I give you a bracha, Sana, kalyecha, talyecha, v'kashtecha, go take all of your gear, your sword, your bow, and everything that you need. V'tzei hasada v'tzuda litzida. Go and prepare for me and go hunt. Go out and prepare and get for me the best of your ability and find and come up with a delicious piece of meat so that I will be able to ultimately bless you and give you the brachas that you deserve. So, of course, the beginning of Parshas Tolos quotes and seems to refer to Esav, his occupation as a hunter. As such, I'd like to talk tonight about the propriety of hunting, both from an occupational perspective as well as from a recreational perspective, and move from there to other areas that we are commonly involved in, both occupationally and recreationally, and specifically in regard to being involved in a business or in a aspect or in a lifestyle of something that has some level of danger. What are the limits? What is the scope? How far can one go to make a living? How far can one go in terms of enjoying oneself on a recreational behavior? What is the limit, the scopes, and the propriety of putting oneself into a situation of sakana? The Psukim in Sefer Dvarim, early in Parshas Vayetzkanan, speak about care and concern and guarding oneself from any form of danger. Perek Dalet, Pasuk Tes in Sefer Dvarim, Raki Shamar Lachosh Monafshecha Mo'ot. Watch out, be careful. Look out and make sure that you are safe. And more poignantly and more explicitly, a few psukim later in Pasuk Tezav, v'nishmartem ma'od l'nafshoseichem, you should guard yourself greatly. Be careful and don't engage and don't do anything dangerous. The Rambam in Hilchos Ritzeach, v'shmiras ha'nefesh, in Perek Yud Aleph, quotes and notes that harbe dvarim osru chachamim, many things that our sages prohibited, m'pnei sheish b'hem sakanas nefashos, because of potential damage and danger that could occur. And anybody who's not careful and cautious and looks after one's life, ultimately, the Rambam paskins and makino so makas mardos, such an individual is worthy of lashes. The Rambam repeats this halacha in Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Ritzeach, v'shmiras nefesh, and halachas dalet, hey, and vav. And again, the Rambam writes, kol tayotze be'elu mishar ha-sakanos, a person should be careful and not engage in any dangerous behavior. The Rama and the Shulchan Aruch both note this prohibition as well, as cited by the Rambam and the Mechaber in two places, in Yoredeya, in Siman Kuf Tezvav, and Choshem Mishpat, in Siman Tavchum Zayin, cites the Rambam, mentions very clearly that one should be very, very cautious and careful not to engage in any dangerous behavior. The Mechaber, almost word for word and verbatim, in Halachos Tes and Yud of Siman Tav Chav Zayin and Echosh Mishpat and Hilchos Shmiras Nefesh, and again the Ramah in Siman Kuf Tezvav and Yoredeya mentioned this as well. The language of the Ramah is that a person should be careful not to go into any dangerous particular situation. And what the Ramah is referring to specifically tells you not to be in a dangerous place and not to engage in dangerous behavior. The Gra explaining the reason for this, quotes that the Gemara says, Chamira sakanta mi'isura. we are more careful and more cautious when it comes to iser, prohibited manners, than we are when it comes to sinning. The Rama mentions a few examples. Asur leilech b'chol makom sakan. You shouldn't go near any dangerous place. As the Rama says, chamira sakanta misura v'yishlochush yosel l'safek sakana l'safek iser. A person should be more cautious about a potential, a possible, or a relatively careful or close chance of danger, as opposed to the potential for iser. Therefore, you shouldn't walk under a kir natui, a shaky wall. O yechidi belayla, you shouldn't walk alone at night. Asu lishtot mayim in aharos belayla, you should be careful what you drink, when you drink, and to put your mouth in certain areas. And the Rama continues and mentions many other such things, and being careful and cautious. V'chol eila dvar, the Rama concludes, mishum sakana. V'shomer nafsho yichafem. Somebody should be careful and cautious and should stay away from anything that's dangerous. V'asu lismoch anes, a person should not rely on miracle. V'lesake nafsho v'chol chayotzi bazeh. And then the Rama again refers you to Choshen Mishpat Sin and Tav Chof Zayin. So by way of background and introduction, of course, it seems very clear that both the Torah, the Chazal, the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, teach and speak to the severity of being careful of doing something dangerous, and at the same time not entering a dangerous area, not engaging in dangerous behavior, and not doing things that are dangerous that could lead to certainly any form of sakana, because that's not what we want. V'chai b'hem, v'lo sh'yamos b'hem. We want to live, and we're not looking to put ourselves in any danger. What about when it comes to an occupation? How far can one go to make a living? So this is explicitly addressed in the Gemara Bava Metzia and Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, based upon the pasuk ve'elav who knows es nafsho, pasuk that's referring to paying a schar sachir bizmano, paying an employee on time, and the pasuk writes ve'elav who knows es nafsho. And the Gemara in Bava Metzia and Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph explains nipnei ma olaze bekeves. V'nitzle be'ilan, u'masar es atzmo l'misa, lo al scharo. The Gemara says, how could it be that a person engages in some level of danger? He climbs up a ladder. He goes on a ramp. He has to climb up a tree. Those are all dangerous activities. So therefore, the Gemara says, he must be doing it in order to earn wages and to make a parnasa. Therefore, the Gemara learns that it's mutl adam limsur es atzmo l'misa. A person could put himself in a situation of potential death and danger if the reason for that is parnasa. Therefore, of course, a person shouldn't put himself in a regular situation of danger, but when it comes to making a parnasa, when it comes to living your life in terms of taking care and responsibly caring for your family, so to some degree, there is an element of danger, and if it's talking about getting into a car or traveling, getting on a ship or traveling by plane, whatever the situation is, those are things that are permitted. But what are the ground rules and what's the scope? How far can one go to put oneself in a situation of danger when it comes to making a living? So let's talk about some practical situations that Poskim and Tshuva Svarim have dealt with, and most prominently is a celebrated Tshuva of the Nod Behuda. The Nod Behuda in Mahadura Tinyana, Yoredeya Tshuva Yud, deals with an individual who asked of him that he was a wealthy person, and he was interested and involved in hunting and wanted to ask the Nod Behuda's opinion whether or not hunting was an activity that is okay to be involved in, that's permitted to be involved in, or whether that's something that is inappropriate and something that wants to stay away from it. So the Behuda raises in the beginning two potential possibilities for Iser. So first he says that hunting is inappropriate because it's Tsar Balei Chaim. You're hurting. You're putting an animal at risk, and you're making an animal not feel good. And therefore, Tsar Balei Chaim is the Issa D'Oraisa, therefore it should be Asur. Ultimately, the Nod Behuda says that that reason is not the case, because when you hunt and you kill an animal, immediately it dies and there's no pain. So Tsar Balei Chaim is not an issue. The second reason that the Nod Behuda suggests is potentially that not that it's an issue of Tsar Balei Chaim, but rather you are making or killing an animal, and when you kill an animal, so it's Bal Tashchis, you're destroying life. And again, the Nod Behuda dismisses that potential possibility because he says when something, an animal of hefker, or you're not really owning the animal, and certainly moreover than not, Bal Tashchis here is not the case, especially if it's going to be used or if you could sell it. So again, the Nod Behuda says that that can't be the reason for Issa. So Bal Tashchis is out, Shar Bali Chaim is out. And then the Nodi Behuda moves toward the reason that he says it's prohibited. And he says, Ad kan dibarti mitzad yosher ha-hanhag. Up until this point in the Tshuva, the Rebbe says that he's talking from a ethical perspective, that ro'i la'adam ha-hachik mizad, that it's inappropriate that a person should stay away from it, even though the Nodi Behuda is unable to pin an absolute and explicit isser on hunting. However, he says, Ach shavani omer afilu isura ika. However, says Nodi Behuda, there is absolutely a prohibition. Shari kola oskim is that anybody who's involved in hunting, Srichin lehikanis b'yaros, puts themselves into the forest. Ulahachnis atzma b'sakanos gedolos, and puts himself, the hunter, in terrible danger. B'malkum gdudei chayos, in a place where there are animals, wild and dangerous animals. Brahman amr b'nishmartim ol nafshosechem, the pasuk we quoted in Sefer Dvarim, Perek Daled, pasuk tezvav. And then the Nodi Behuda connects it to our parsha, Parshas Toldos, who is a greater hunter? Yoser me Esav. Nobody was a greater hunter than Esav. As the pasuk says, Vayhi Esav ish yodea tzayit ish tada. The Torah itself celebrates and explains the success and the victorious nature of Esav's career as a hunter. However, the pasuk then continues as Esav himself admits and says, Hine anochi holech lamos. Here I am going to die. Says the Nodi Behuda, quoting the Ramban, that you know what that means. Hine anochi holech lamos. I'm involved in a life of danger. I'm a hunter, and the life of hunting is a dangerous. I'm mistaken b'chol yom ben gedudei chayos. I'm involved in danger on a daily basis. The Ramban says this. Ibn Ezra explains that's the pshat in the pasuk. Hine anochi holech lamos. I'm going to die because I'm involved in a dangerous profession, occupation, and business. There is one opinion in the Medrash that says that's also the pshat in the pasuk, Hine Anochi Holech Lamos, and therefore concludes the Nodi Behuda based upon the Ramban and those Rishonim in the Medrash who explain Hine Anochi Holech Lamos, that it's a life of danger. Eich Yachnis Atzmo Ishihudi, how can a Jew put himself into a Mokum Gedudei Chayos Ros in a situation of dangerous animals? Vafgam Bazeh. Says Nodi Behuda, caveat. Mishu ani, somebody who's poor, va'osvazel nechiasan, is involved in hunting as an occupation. That the Torah permits, like anybody who travels overseas, gets on a plane, or gets on a bus or in a car. That's permitted, as the Gemara says in Bava Mitzvah, and Daf Kuf Yud Beis, and Aleph, which we cited. Why is the person traveling? Why is the person going up into a tree? Of course, he's doing it for a schar. So the Nodi Behuda says that such an individual who's hunting as a profession, as a livelihood, it's permitted based upon the Gemara Bava Mitzvah Daf Kuf Yud Beis. However, Mish Einikar Kavanas L'Nechiyasa, somebody who's hunting not for an occupation, but rather for recreation, Umitayavas Libo, because he desires hunting and it's a sport and enjoyable for him, he's going into a dangerous situation. And there says the Nodi Behuda Harita Overal V'Nishmartim Bo Menafshal Seichem, that person is violated that which the Torah says, Mishmartim Ola Nafshoseichem, and the Guru concludes by quoting the Rambam that we mentioned in Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Rotzeach Mishmiras Nefesh. The Nodi Behuda also mentioned a few moments earlier that he questions the propriety of hunting altogether, even from a professional or from an occupational perspective, because we don't find anybody in the Torah who is involved in such an occupation. We only see such individuals as Nimrod and Esav who are involved in such an occupation. This is not the way of the children of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So therefore, best to stay away from it. If you're an Ani and that is your Parnasa, you're required to do so, and that's the only way you can make your living. But under any other circumstance, the Yehuda is very explicit and clear that we have to make a fundamental and categorical distinction between an occupation and recreation. When it comes to an occupation, according to the letter of the law, it's permitted. When it comes to recreational behavior, it would be prohibited. And the Yehuda concludes, speaking to this wealthy individual, had a backyard of a sizable forest where there were clearly wild animals that roamed in that area. In that situation, the Nodi Behuda says it's prohibited. Interestingly enough, we do find other tshuvas of many, many Italian rabbanim who also address hunting. And in the well-known sefer, the Pachad Yitzchak, of Rav Yitzchak Lamportini, an encyclopedic work, on the entry Tzchok, he quotes many tshuvas from Italian rabbanim who also address this question. Seemingly, this was a popular sport or business in the 1700s, and there are other reasons that some of the rabbanim also raised in terms of prohibiting. Another reason besides that with an Od Yehuda raises in terms of Tzar Bali Chaim and Bal Tashbis is you're creating an Avela. When you're killing an animal, not through the halachic formula of Shechita, that might be prohibited. Therefore, some Chronim said it's Mutter, because creating an Avela, if you're using it to sell or for business, would be okay. But other Achronim understood that that would be a problem. There are other reasons that some of the Achronim mentioned, doing business with forbidden foods, for example. Schor b'dvarim ha'asurim is also something that would be permitted. And of course, many of the other Achronim mentioned as well, similar to the Nod Miyudu, that it's a Moshe Leitzim, it's inappropriate. This is the business and the job of Esav and of Nimrod, and a Jew should stay away and stay clear of such behavior and such activity. While hunting may not be an American sport, they're not popular for many of us. Nonetheless, there are other questions that do apply based upon this presentation of Nod Yehuda, distinctions between recreation and occupation when it comes to entering a situation of danger. And indeed, Moshe Feinstein, Nigris Moshe, Choshen Mishpat, Chelak Aleph, Simen Kuf Dalet, dealt with a person, an individual, who asked him about playing professional sports. He doesn't say what type of sport. He says, Mishchak HaKadurim. And in that situation, what he says, Belaz, is called ball, playing ball, but he doesn't tell you if it's football, basketball, hockey, or soccer. And Rav Moshe says that based upon the Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Yud Beis, that a person is allowed to engage in professional activity, in an occupation, even though there's some level of danger. The same thing is true when it comes to playing professional sports. If somebody is doing so as a result of a parnasa, and that's the business and occupation that they're involved with, it should be no different than what the Gemara says about Matir be permitted. And Moshe concludes the tshuva and says that somebody referred him to the tshuva of the Nodi Behuda that we just mentioned, and he was very happy to see that he explained and he answered the questioner, similar to the questioner who posed the Shiloh to the Nodi Behuda, that to make the distinction between occupation versus recreation is the call of the hour. Of course, contemporarily, when it comes to our sports, so one also has to ask oneself what the level of danger is. Talk about skiing, skydiving, bungee jumping, paintball, wrestling, boxing. Some of these sports indeed are dangerous, and one has to know, statistically speaking, what the level of danger is. One has to know not only when it comes, chalila v'chas, to the most extreme situation, but broken bones and the like. So we have to be cautious and careful and understand what level of danger there is. Most of us who are playing sports, it's not for professional reasons. I think playing piano should be okay. But skiing, skydiving, bungee jumping, boxing and wrestling and hockey and football, especially tackle football and the like, I can't tell you that it's prohibited, but it is something that we should consider and think about based upon the tshuvas of the Nod Yehuda and Moshe Feinstein, and of course, practically speaking, what the level of danger is. If the level of danger is very, very much below the threshold, of course, there is not going to be a problem. If it's something that's more popularly dangerous, of course, it will be a problem. Moving from athletics to other professional areas, the Tzitz Eliezer of Eliezer Waldenberg, in his Tshuva Tzitz Eliezer Chelek Tes, Simen Yud Zayin, Eric A. Ostes, discusses a doctor who has to deal with different diseases, and at times the diseases are contagious. Is a doctor permitted or prohibited to put himself into a situation where he could theoretically catch a contagious disease? Is he responsible? Is he required to heal in that situation? So the Tzitz Eliezer says that a rofei, a doctor, does such a thing. It's mutter to put himself into a situation of sakana, again, based upon the Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Yud Beis, based upon the truth of the Nod Yehuda, in any situation, says the Tzitz Eliezer, berofei ha'ovid l'shem parnasa, a doctor is working for the sake of a occupation, as a profession, to make a living, ubefrat kishmechoka medinahu, especially in a situation where, legally speaking, and according to the law, he's required to heal patients. Of course, there's no question, it's absolutely permitted and possibly even demanded of the doctor, as that is his calling. He has to engage and be involved in situations where there would be potential danger. We're talking about contagion and any contagious diseases. The Tzitz Eliezer speaks to certainly there being the permission and absolutely being the potential of requirements to heal such a person, because you are you are in the profession as a result of being the profession, we hope and we pray, of course, that you will be safe and taken care of, but there's permission anytime you're involved in a dangerous activity as a result of a profession. However, when it comes to being mevaker cholim, one could argue, and I believe that Tzitz Eliezer does make this argument in a different tshuva, that it would depend if you are a professional, if you're simply a visitor. If you're a visitor trying to be nice and visit a patient, but the patient is contagious and has a contagious disease, so putting yourself into a situation of sakana for a mitzvah like bikur cholim would not be required because you're not a professional, and in that situation there's no requirement to go out of your way in such a situation. Similarly, Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein in his Sefer Shirei Torah L'Rofim in Volume 2, Chelek Beis, he talks about being involved in a medical trial. Somebody wants to be tested, and there is a monetary incentive to receive either a certain type of treatment or to test the drug or for blood testing and the like. And Rav Zilberstein says, along the same lines as Moshe in the tshuva about playing sports, similar to the tshuva that knows Rudin hunting, and similar to the tshuva that Tzitz Eliezer regarding a doctor seeing a contagious patient, that the same thing is true, that if a person is within the realm of normal, and it's not something that's outside of the extreme level of danger, so of course, if it's for professional reasons, and of course, if it's can make a living, and you can make some money on the side, or by the way, as a result of doing this particular test and being involved in this activity, you would be permitted. So it seems to be that the Ruach HaPoskim, and that the approach of the Poskim based upon really the Nodruda, who's the first tshuva on the matter, is to differentiate and to make a distinction between professional versus recreational, occupational versus recreational, as to when an individual is allowed to engage in any form of danger and a dangerous behavior. If you're a professional, that's your way of mode of business. If you're a professional athlete, if you are a professional hunter, if you are a doctor, or if you're looking to do or be involved in any medical trials or testing, if that's part of a business and it has the potential on a professional level, then that would be permitted. Of course, we don't want to put ourselves in too dangerous a situation. We should be careful and cautious where we're going, where we're traveling. That doesn't mean that we're supposed to travel across the world and put ourselves in a dangerous situation. But yes, the Torah does understand that, albeit that we're supposed to v'chai behem v'lo shiyamas behem, we're supposed to be nishmarat ma'od l'nafsho seichem, nonetheless, there is a threshold and a bar to allow for some level of danger when it comes to making a business and making a living. Otherwise, one could be locked up and never see any potential success. However, when it comes to recreational behavior, as the Nodi Huda points out, and as Moshe Feinstein points out, and contemporarily as we apply it to our sports that some of us are involved in, a person should be careful and cautious, not just to involve oneself in recreational behavior with an absolute carefree attitude, but one should be careful and cautious and recognize what one is doing. And of course, the Nishmarat Mod L'Nafsho Seichem is something that we should be careful about and think about and consider any time we're involved in any behavior. Of course, this speaks to the general aspect of doing everything carefully, doing everything healthy, watching ourselves, guarding ourselves, taking care of our bodies, and the like. Have a wonderful evening.